Chapter 2. Before you get behind the wheel. Know your vehicle inside and out. How safely you can drive starts with the vehicle you're driving. It is the duty of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they are driving are safe to operate. A vehicle that is in bad shape is unsafe and costs more to run than one that is maintained. It can break down or cause a collision. If a vehicle is in bad shape, you might not be able to get out of an emergency situation. A vehicle in good shape can give you an extra safety margin when you need it. Your vehicle may be required to have an emissions inspection at an authorized inspection station. If the vehicle does not pass, you will be given 60 days to have the problem fixed and the emissions rechecked. You should follow your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. Some you can do yourself. A qualified mechanic must do some. A few simple checks will help prevent trouble on the road. Exterior equipment. Braking system. Only your brakes can stop your vehicle. It is very dangerous if they are not working properly. If they do not seem to be working properly, make a lot of noise, emit an unusual odor, or the brake pedal goes to the floor, have a mechanic check them. If the vehicle pulls to one side when the brake is applied, this would indicate a problem in the braking system and that it should be serviced. Lights. Make sure that turn signals, brake lights, tail lights, and headlights are operating properly. These should be checked from outside of your vehicle. Your brake lights tell other road users that you are stopping, just as turn signals tell them that you are turning. An out-of-line headlight can shine where it does not help you and may blind other drivers. If you are having trouble seeing at night, or if other drivers are often flashing their headlights at you, have a mechanic check the headlights. Windshield, wipers, and windows. It is important that you are able to see clearly through the windows and windshield. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows before driving. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Some vehicles also have wipers for rear windows and headlights. Make sure all wipers are in good operating condition. If the blades are not clearing water well, replace them. Keep your window washer bottle full. Make sure the inside of the windshield and windows are clean as well. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Damaged glass can break very easily in a minor collision or when something hits the windshield. Have a damaged windshield replaced. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase your stopping distance and make turning more difficult when the road is wet. Unbalanced tires and low pressure cause faster tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer and stop. If the vehicle bounces, the steering wheel shakes, or the vehicle pulls to one side, have a mechanic check it. Worn tires increase the effect of hydroplaning and increase the chance of having a flat tire. Check your tire's air pressure with an air pressure gauge when the tires are cold. Check the vehicle owner's manual or the side of the tires for the proper pressure. Suspension system. Your suspension helps you control your vehicle and provides a comfortable ride over varying road surfaces. If the vehicle bounces a lot after a bump or a stop, or is hard to control, you may need new shocks or other suspension parts. Have a mechanic check it out. Exhaust system. The exhaust system helps reduce the noise from the engine, helps cool the hot gases coming from the running engine, and moves these gases to the rear of the vehicle. Gases from a leaky exhaust can cause death inside a vehicle in a very short time. Never run the motor in a closed garage. If you sit in a vehicle with the motor running for a long time, open a window. Some exhaust leaks are easily heard, but many are not. This is why it is important to have the exhaust system checked periodically. Engine. A poorly running engine may lose power that is needed for normal driving and emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, and pollutes the air. It could also die on you when you are on the road, causing a problem for you and other drivers around you. Follow the procedures recommended in the owner's manual for maintenance. Green driving. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, the burning of fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide, or CO2, into the atmosphere and contributes to climate change. These two emissions can be reduced by improving your car's fuel efficiency. Buy smart. Before you purchase a vehicle, research the emissions and fuel economy of different vehicles. Drive smart. Many factors affect the fuel economy of your car. Learn about these and practice them. Interior equipment. Steering system. If the steering system is not working properly, it is difficult to control the direction you want to go. If the vehicle is hard to turn or does not turn when the steering wheel is first turned, have the steering checked by a mechanic. Horn. The horn may not seem like it's important for safety, but it could save your life as a warning device. Only use your horn as a warning to others. Seatbelts. Before you drive away, always fasten your safety belts and make sure that all of your passengers are using safety belts or child restraints. Connecticut has a mandatory seatbelt law. Mirrors. You should always check your seat and mirrors before you start to drive. Make any adjustments to the seat and mirrors before you drive off. Adjust your rearview mirror and side mirrors. You should be able to see out the back window with the rearview mirror and to the sides with the side mirrors. A good adjustment for the side mirrors is to set them so that when you lean forward slightly, you can see the side of your vehicle. Loose objects. Make sure that there are no loose objects in the vehicle that could hit someone in the event of a sudden stop or crash. Make sure there are no objects on the floor that could roll under the brake pedal and prevent you from stopping the vehicle. Note: aftermarket changes to equipment such as tinted windows and lighting may violate legal standards. Connecticut seatbelt laws. It is important that you and your passengers use seatbelts. Studies have shown that if you are in an accident while using seatbelts, your chances of being hurt or killed are greatly reduced. In Connecticut, it is illegal to drive or to be a front seat passenger without wearing your safety belt. Drivers 16 and 17 years old and each of their passengers are required to wear a seatbelt. If either the driver or the passenger fails to wear the seatbelt, each could be cited for a seatbelt violation and fined $75. If your vehicle has two-part seatbelt system, be sure to wear both the lap belt and the shoulder belt. Wearing either part alone greatly reduces your protection. If you have an automatic shoulder belt, be sure to buckle your lap belt as well. Otherwise, you could slide out of the belt and be hurt or killed in a collision. In addition to protecting yourself from an injury as a driver, safety belts help you keep control of the vehicle. If you are ever struck from the side or making a quick turn, the force could push you sideways. You cannot steer the vehicle if you are not behind the wheel. State law requires that safety belts must be worn even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. While airbags are good protection against hitting the steering wheel, dashboard, or windshield, they do not protect you if you are hit from the side or rear of the vehicle, or if the vehicle rolls over. Also, an airbag will not keep you behind the wheel in these situations. Child safety requirements. State law requires children under 16 to be secured in proper child restraint and safety systems while riding in a vehicle. In addition to complying with state laws requiring child restraint systems in vehicles, all drivers are obligated to ensure that any passenger between 7 and 16 years old is wearing a seat safety belt. Drivers 16 and 17 years old and each of their passengers are required to wear a seat safety belt. If either the driver or the passengers fails to wear the seat belt, each could be cited for a violation. Misconceptions still exist. Some people still have bad information about using safety belts. For example, safety belts can trap you inside of a car. It takes less than a second to undo a safety belt. Crashes in which a vehicle catches fire or sinks in deep water and passengers are trapped seldom happens. Even if they do, a safety belt may keep you from being knocked out. Your chance to escape will be better if you are conscious. Safety belts are good on long trips, but I do not need them if I'm driving around town. Over half of all traffic deaths happen within 25 miles of home. Many of them occur on roads posted at less than 45 miles per hour. Some people are thrown clear in a crash and walk away with hardly a scratch. Your chances of not being killed in an accident are much better if you stay inside the vehicle. Safety belts can keep you from being thrown out of your vehicle and into the path of another one. If I get hit from the side, I am better off being thrown across the car and away from the crash point. When a vehicle is struck from the side, it will move sideways. Everything in the vehicle that is not fastened down, including the passengers, will slide toward the point of crash, not away from it. I can brace myself at slow speeds. Even at 25 miles per hour, the force of a head-on crash is the same as pedaling a bicycle full speed into a brick wall or diving off a three-story building onto the sidewalk. No one can brace for that impact. Remember, click it or ticket. Connecticut cell phone laws. Handheld cell phones or mobile electronic devices may not be used while operating a motor vehicle on any public highway. State law also prohibits using these devices when a vehicle is temporarily stopped because of traffic, road conditions, or a traffic control sign or signal. You may use your cell phone or mobile electronic devices if parked safely on the side or shoulder of a highway. Drivers are permitted only to use hands-free mobile telephone accessories. However, drivers who are 16 or 17 years of age are not permitted to use any type of cell phone or mobile electronic device, including a hands-free device. A mobile electronic device includes a laptop computer, personal digital assistant, or paging or text message device. The exceptions to this requirement, where a cell phone or mobile electronic device may be used by a driver of any age, is an emergency situation, when contacting an emergency response operator, a hospital, physician's office, health clinic, ambulance company, or fire or police department. In addition, drivers who are 18 years of age and older, who are peace officers, firefighters, or ambulance drivers, may use handheld cell phones and electronic devices. Any 16 or 17-year-old found violating Connecticut's cell phone law will be charged with a moving violation. If an operator is under the age of 18, a conviction for violating the cell phone law will result in a license suspension. If an operator is under age 18, it is a moving violation, which is counted when determining if attendance is required in the operator retraining program. Connecticut insurance laws. Connecticut law requires continuous insurance coverage on any registered vehicle. If you, or the vehicle owner, fail to maintain insurance, the insurance company will send a report of cancellation to the DMV. You will be notified by the DMV of the violation. This notice offers the registered owner the opportunity to enter into an insurance compliance agreement, show proof of insurance, and pay the insurance compliance fine. By doing so, no further action will be taken against the registered owner as long as insurance coverage on the vehicle is continually maintained while the vehicle is registered in the owner's name. Failure to respond to your warning notice will result in suspension of the registration. A vehicle cannot be operated legally on any public highway without registration. For more information, visit the DMV website under insurance at ct.gov/DMV.